It's the Angels hosting the Braves on Memorial Day. All teams across baseball wearing the special caps and having tremendous pregame ceremonies. Top of the third inning, Ricky Nolasco started for the Angels. He's got a 1-0 lead, but Atlanta loads the bases, and Matt Adams is at the plate.
Adams flied out to left his first time up, lifts this one in the air down the left field side, and it is a fair ball. It's going to take a hop and go over the short wall. That's going to be a ground rule double, and it'll give the Braves a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch, and he hits it sharply to third. It skips off the chest of Pennington, recovers, throws late, and another run scores. That ball was hit right at Pennington. It was hit hard. It was a rocket, and it skipped off of him, and 3-1 Braves. You can only hope at best you get close to his production. Here's the pitch. That ball's lifted high and deep into right field. It's out by the wall, off the out-of-town scoreboard. One run will score. Another is being waved home. No throw to the plate. Two more are in. Santana has a two-run double. And now it is 6-1 Atlanta. And in the four games he missed on that 10-game road trip, the Angels went 1-3, and here's the pitch. That one is lifted high. It's hit deep into left field, and that one is gone. Albert's seventh home run of the season. He is now two away from 600 in his career. Angels have had a pair of solo homers in this ball game, and now trail it 6-2. So we'll see what gives on the next pitch. Ramirez is just about ready to deliver. Here it comes. It's chopped to third. Second for one. Relay to first. Got him. And inning-ending double play. Wow. The Angels had him loaded. And even with Maben's speed, they still double him up at first base, and the inning is over. A big threat for the Angels, but no runs in the inning.
The 6-run third inning by the Braves is enough as they put together a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Julio Teheran wins to get to 4-4. He holds the Angels to 6 hits, 3 solo homers over 6 1/3 innings. Albert Pujols is now 2 homers away from 600 and becoming the 9th player in Major League history to reach that milestone. The Angels placed Mike Trout on the DL and then went out and lost 6-2 to the Braves on Monday. Here's Angels manager Mike Socia.
It's a combination of things. I think, a couple of plays we didn't get, we didn't make that obviously affected that inning. But it looked like Ricky just, started trying to throw his way out of the jam instead of pitching. And, got some balls over the heart of the plate, and those guys hit him, hit some balls hard. But, like I said, if we make a couple plays, I think that inning, definitely doesn't get away from us with 6 runs. But 30-plus pitches in that inning, that was a lot. And for, 2 2/3 to throw 65 pitches, that's a lot of pitches, and we just felt it was better to reload. Ever since it happened last night on a plane today with Mike, it's definitely the best course of action for him right now. And, I think he's comfortable with the decision, and hopefully everything goes well on Wednesday, and we'll get him back out here as soon as he's healed up. Mike obviously has been the lion's share of it. There's a lot of guys that have had a rough first third of the season that need to start to become productive, and we feel they will. I think that if you look at where our offense was, even with everything that Mike was doing, we were not firing at all cylinders. So without Mike, if we get the guys that we feel are talented to get into their game and start doing some of the things they can do, I think, we'll be able to absorb a lot of that. That being said, you're not going to replace what Mike brings in the middle of the lineup. But as a whole, 1 through 9, we're going to have to. We have to be more than one guy, and we feel we are. So a lot of the guys, as I talked about, that are having a little trouble in the first 50-plus games of the season, hopefully they're going to start to get comfortable and start to be productive, and then we can do some of the things we need to do on the offensive side. Anytime a guy's hurt, there's a ripple effect, And when you lose a guy like Mike, you know, he's the way he plays the game, the way he plays with his passion, the way just his presence on the field is huge. His presence in the clubhouse is huge. But, you know, we have to be more than one guy, and we feel we are. So even though it's a big loss, it'll be a loss in the clubhouse, on the field. Hopefully the surgery goes well and he's back in a reasonable amount of time, and, you know, and hopefully we'll have our offense in gear by the time he gets back.
On Tuesday, Parker Bridwell makes his Major League debut. He makes the first start of his career in place of the injured Alex Meyer.